You know, seeking wisdom is a key part, or one of the key parts, of living our Catholic faith. And if we seek wisdom, then we understand living the morality. If we seek morality without seeking the wisdom, we may never understand the morality correctly, and it becomes like a tyranny upon us and upon others. But when we seek the wisdom, then we understand the morality. And we understand that when we seek virtue, what happens is that the more we seek virtue, the more we can use our reason and understand more deeply the work of God in our lives and in the world. But those two things go together. If we focus just on morality, we're never going to understand the whole motive behind it, as you'll hear me say it in the homily. And by not understanding that, we will see our morality become like a tyranny upon ourselves and upon others. And others, even ourselves, may rebel against it. So it's understanding, and that's what wisdom is all about. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And I am here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And of course, on Mondays, we play the homily that I record over the weekend. This comes from the 4 o'clock Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. And the focus is on pursuing wisdom. So let's see what we say. And we'll talk more about it on the other side after the break. Our first reading is from the Book of Wisdom, also known as the Book of the Wisdom of Solomon. The principle here, which is central to the scriptures, is one that I mention all the time. If it is perfection that you seek, then make pursuing wisdom your prime objective. And I always warn against making morality the end-all of our faith. Wisdom teaches us the morality. If we pursue morality without wisdom, then we will not understand the motive, and we will make it a tyrannical force. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that God is power, essence, will, intellect, wisdom, and justice. Each of those are actually united as the same thing in God. If you seek God, then seek to know Him in all that He is. Wisdom is that door. Wisdom also leads us towards the fullness of what it means to be human. The first part of that understanding is the realization that this is a process, and none of us are perfectly human by any stretch of the imagination. If you truly want to come to be everything God created you to be, then do not only pursue wisdom wholeheartedly, but live it and teach it. Wisdom is like a rudder on a ship. If you move the rudder towards wisdom, the entire ship will follow. If you move the rudder away from wisdom, then the entire ship will follow. Wisdom is that which we gain from seeking that personal relationship with Christ by being in prayer with Him and centering our lives around Him. Wisdom cannot be taught. It has to be discovered and even revealed. Just because I have a Master of Divinity degree and have 27 years of priestly ordination does not mean that I am by default wise. You cannot learn the deepest form of wisdom in a classroom. You learn it through seeking Christ every day. So the question should not be to me, Father, can I see your diploma, but Father, do you pray? The diploma indicates education. Prayer is the way to wisdom. Therefore, a simple warning to you, and it is a common mistake even among the laity, do not assume that you have no wisdom just because you do not have the theological education. Do not assume that you are not wiser than someone who has a theology degree. True wisdom comes from on high, and it comes to us from knowing the deepest part of what Christ teaches. There's a fascinating saying I learned prior to entering the seminary. Actually, I heard it during a homily at Glastonbury Abbey in Hingham, Massachusetts. The saying is simply this: your grandmother knows more theology than you will ever learn in the seminary. And it is true. So my job is not for me to teach you wisdom. My job is to lead you to find the path of wisdom, which we all seek. Therefore, it is essential that we seek Christ individually and as a community, and in that we learn from each other how to grow in wisdom. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that we are all on a journey toward the ultimate perfection. Hence, we are all in a state of journeying. In fact, it also warns that this process involves the existence of the more perfect alongside the less perfect, both constructive and destructive forces of nature. With physical good, there exists also physical evil, as long as creation has not reached its perfection. We cannot understand that principle if we are not in touch with the source of all wisdom. We will assume we understand perfection as much as we understand imperfection, and we will use our uninspired intellect to create our own belief on what a perfect world looks like. And it will fail every time, because we don't understand perfection unless we listen well to the words of the essence of wisdom. The door to wisdom is simple: humility. The simple understanding that God is God and we are His creation. Once we understand that, then we embrace the three words that Socrates said define wisdom: I don't know. We can then humbly ask for the enlightenment we need to begin to know. St. James tells us if we pray for wisdom, expect that it will be granted to us. Wisdom is the greatest need we always have in our lives because it will lead us to know Christ and to become the fullness of what we were created to be. If you want to seek wisdom, embrace humility. Let's take a look at what wisdom might look like today, literally today. First, you know, I hate the concept of Catholics using Twitter except to link to good material. I came to realize that there is no Twitter in heaven, and in hell you have an unlimited use of the platform. Governor Baker issued a directive that masks must be worn outside at all times. A New England-based Catholic pundit wrote on Twitter that neither that writer nor the governor have any authority to enforce it. I assume that to be true. From a Catholic position, however, should we wear the mask or tell the governor he has no authority to make that statement and march out of here sans mask? The answer is simple. We should wear the mask. Why? Our duty is not to obey the governor just because he is the governor. Our duty is to obey the governor in the name of Christ. We may disagree with the mandate, and by the way, I do. But by obeying it, we are serving Christ in the name of charity. In the future, we may pressure the legislature to curtail the emergency powers of the governor or any other authority, but presently, our obeying the governor is an act of charity that is not submission to his power, it is a submission to Christ's in the name of charity, to authorities in obedience to Christ. St. Paul called us to live at a higher standard than the law allows. If you wear the mask, even though, like me, you disagree with the whole thing, you will be growing in your service and witness to Christ, which is our first mandate. That will lead you to the deeper wisdom to which we are actually called.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, Malton, Massachusetts, here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have, or would you even like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write us, meaning me, at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. And let me know what you think. You know, some people are reflecting questions that they see on Reddit. Others on Quora, you know, things like that. People are always asking questions. Well, what does this mean in the Catholic faith? So anyway, if you'd like to send your questions, send them to producer@catholicaudiomedia.com, and we'll look at them, and if we find them that they fit in with the show, we'll be happy to put them in. So there's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. And of course, Catholic Audio Media is the website that we use for the radio show. It's a way to contact us all. There's a contact form there. And also, if you'd like a prayer request, and if you'd like to donate to the show, if the show has really touched your heart in one way or the other, and you'd like to let us know that through a donation, there's a place to do that too, and we'd really appreciate it. Anyway, that's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com, and the website itself is catholicaudiomedia.com. See how that all works together? Anyway, before the break, you heard my homily for this past Sunday, and you saw my focus was on wisdom because the first reading was from the book of the Wisdom of Solomon. And of course, the book is just filled with wisdom. But one of the things that it really says is that we need to seek wisdom. And you see that also in the story of where Jesus is speaking and Mary is at his feet while Martha is trying to set everything up because he's visiting. And Jesus really points out, you know, he doesn't say it this way, but this is where he's going. She's listening to wisdom and she's pursuing wisdom. And that's really the better part. When we don't have wisdom, then we don't understand our morality, and then our morality becomes people walking around saying, well, this is what God wants us to do. Well, you know what? What he wants us to do is to seek his son, Jesus, and also through that, develop and deepen our wisdom. That's what he really wants us to do. We're going to talk about things like this coming week, as always. So tune us in every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll see you tomorrow. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.